On more than one occasion, I've heard people ask that Amir Tzah Hashem, when the Melech HaMashiach will come b'mheira v'yameinu, how will it be that all the different groups in Klal Yisrael will all accept the same Melech HaMashiach? I want to tell you that to me it became crystal clear this past Erev Shabbos, the answer to this question. When I was attending the Levaya of Arav HaGoyin Reb Shlomo Gissinger, Zecherno Livracha, I was never at such a Levaya in my entire life. There are two points why it was such an unbelievable Levaya. Number one, you saw so many different types of people in Klal Yisrael there. You saw Litvisha, Chassidisha, and Sfaradisha, and Modern Orthodox, and Freie people, non-religious. You saw every type of stripe of Klal Yisrael there. But there was something much deeper that struck me. Besides seeing people from all different types of Klal Yisrael there, I never was at a Levaya where so many hundreds of hundreds of people that it was very, very keenly felt that every person there felt a personal loss. Every person there, you saw on everyone's faces that it was ke'ilu, it was as if they lost a close relative. And it struck me. How is that? How is that that so many hundreds of people feel like they lost a close relative, even though all these different people are from different groups? And it struck me, very, very simple answer. Whoever knew Rabbi Gissinger knew that besides the fact that he was from the Gedalia Poiskim, besides the fact that he was from the greatest medical experts, especially in infertility issues, everyone turned to him, besides the fact that he spent countless hours and hours counseling people and couples and all these things that he did, what shone forth was that everybody felt that here's a person who really personally cares about me. Everyone felt that. No matter what issue you were doing, everyone felt that he personally cares about them. And I'm going to share with you a couple of small stories. Very small stories. Because when we want to show that he cared about every person on a personal level, we want to hear Dafka small stories. Small stories that showed that he cared about this specific person. This specific Yochid. I recall many years ago, somebody was saying over that he knows somebody was telling them that they had an infertility issue. They were married a couple years. They didn't have kids. Baruch Hashem, they have a whole family now. But they were married a couple years and they didn't have children. And they said they called different rabbanim and different people that were involved in this type of issue. And they did not know Rabbi Gissinger. And they called a few people and he was one of the people. They said from all the people we called, some of them people we knew, some we didn't know, only one person called us back to follow up. So what's going on? How are you? Were you matzliach? Did you try this? Did you do that? Only one person called us back. Someone who didn't know us, and someone who was the busiest from everybody, Rabbi Shlomo Gissinger. That's why there was such love and such a keen sense of loss at the Levaya. Because everybody felt, this is a person that cares about me. At the Levaya, somebody mentioned, two people who spoke as representatives of the shul mentioned, that by far, the busiest day of Rabbi Gissinger's week was Friday, Erev Shabbos. And they said two reasons. One is that hours on the phone with all doctors, specifically on Friday, was extra. And a second person mentioned that because he used to go straight through the night. But on Friday, come Shkia, it's all over. So we had to pack in everything. So Friday was his busiest day. And this person said that he remembers many years ago, someone that davened in the shul had a psychotic episode and had to be hospitalized. And he said, Rabbi Gissinger was so busy then. And he said, quickly, I need to make a phone call. And he called somebody that knew that person that was hospitalized, and said, I need to know what is the favorite food of this person. And they told him the favorite food. He went out himself personally, dropped everything, bought the food, went to the hospital, personally delivered it, and he told someone, I have to drop everything. When someone is in such a situation, we need to show him that there's still somebody that cares about you. And I'll tell you another story about Rabbi Kissinger. His son mentioned that to Levi, his son Binny. He said that 6-7 months ago, he fell and he broke a few ribs. He was in tremendous, tremendous pain. And he said that literally, one night, he laid him down to bed. The son laid down Rabbi Kissinger to bed. He said it took him 45 minutes to be able to lay him down in a comfortable position, that he shouldn't be in pain. That's what kind of pain Rabbi Kissinger was in. Finally, he settled him down in bed, and the son walked out into the other room. And then like 2 minutes later, he hears like some moving around, and his father's calling him. He comes back into the room, and he sees his father sitting up, and he almost like, he couldn't believe it. But Kissinger said, there was a young lady who called me a couple days ago. She's in a very delicate situation. I need to call her now and speak to her and calm her down. This is who Rabbi Kissinger was on a personal level. Whether someone had a psychotic episode, whether somebody had an infertility issue, whether there was a young woman going through a delicate situation. This is something. This is the answer to the question I started off with. How will it be that Melech HaMashiach will be able to connect with every person in Klal Yisrael? By this Levaya I saw, the answer was crystal clear. When everybody in Klal Yisrael feels that here is a person who truly, truly cares about me on a personal level, then everyone felt like they lost a relative. Chassidisha and Litvisha and Svardisha and modern Orthodox and non-religious, everyone felt that they lost a close relative. Because here was someone who cared for every single person on a personal level. And I want to end with this thing. Everyone looks now, Rabbi Kissinger was Nifter. And yes, there is such a void, we have no idea how this void will be filled. Especially in Lakewood, in our city, when nobody knows how the void's going to be filled. But one thing we could say to everybody, can every person come and say, I'm going to try to follow Rabbi Kissinger and become like the Gedalia Poiskim? We can't expect every person to do that. Can we say, I'm going to try to be like Rabbi Kissinger and I'm going to become a medical expert? We can't expect every person to do that. But yes, every person can try to take that hat of Rabbi Kissinger and say, yes, as busy as he was, he made it his business to show care and concern on a personal level to every person. This is something that we don't have to be from the Gedalia Paiskim to do. This is something that we don't have to be a medical expert to do. Every person should learn this thing from Rabbi Kissinger and try to make it their own special mission now. That we lost somebody who gave so much personal concern to everyone in Klal Yisrael. We should try to fill that void as much as we can. And we should show personal concern to every person in Klal Yisrael that we can. And Hashem, he should be a Melech Yoshe for us. And we should be Zoche Taka to have the Melech HaMashiach come b'meir v'yameinu with the Achdus and God's Klal Yisrael.